人人都会搜索你的。
Hello and welcome to In the Know with Okiniwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Okiniwa, and I hope everyone is having a good evening. Tonight, my featured guest will be gospel singer and songwriter, Brother Calvin Allen. But before we get started, for all you artists, musicians, and songwriters who would like to get your music played on the IL Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite IL Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infiniteilent.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infiniteilent.com.
All right. For all of you that just may be tuning in, my featured guest for the evening is gospel singer, songwriter, Brother Calvin Allen. Hello, Brother Allen, and how are you doing this evening?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine this evening, just sitting back, relaxing a little bit, taking it easy.
Oh, that's good. I truly want to thank you for being on with me this evening.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
How long have you been a gospel singer?
I actually started at a very young age with music, but as far as gospel, I started to get lyrics and melodies in my spirit sometime around 2001, and I started to I began writing them down as I heard them. It's like, I guess, like Ray Charles, you know, I say that God was giving them to me, and I would get up around 3 o'clock in the morning and write down what I heard sometime around 2021. But my music is a mixed genre. It is not just gospel. It is also pop and soul. I use soul for beats for the lyrics that I write.
Okay. Now, I know you just mentioned that you did start a little earlier in the music. How old were you, would you say, when you originally started?
Around 6 years old.
Okay.
My sister had given me a plastic guitar, and I found that I actually loved it, the bass in the guitar. And then during my elementary school days, I would sneak into the auditorium early in the morning before school opened, and I found that I loved to play piano. So that's how I got started. It got started with a guitar that was given to me for a Christmas present at 6 years old. And from then on, you know, I would listen to the Motown sound because I'm 71 years old. At least that's what they tell me. I don't believe it, but... I came up during the Motown sound music, so I used to get chills in my bones when I would listen to music by B.B. King and Bobby B. Bland and all of them back in the days. And as I got older, I never knew that was my calling, music, you know, to write it. I never knew that it had a connection from the time of my young age until actually God started pouring those lyrics and melodies into my spirit. So I started to write, and it kind of took off from there.
Now, with your music, would you consider your music to be more of a contemporary type gospel feel or more of a traditional gospel feel?
Contemporary. Definitely contemporary gospel. The traditional sound, I have no idea how to do that. And I've had some issues with, some sets of people thinking that my music was other than gospel music. although I do write soul and gospel lyrics, and I when you hear certain songs that I write, I put them under the gospel gear because I really sing from an inspiration from God. And the soul music that you hear, I wrote those in particular for my wife, the relationship that we started out with and that we still have now after 39 years. The two songs that you have now, they was written to my wife, on how we met. But my passion for music is actually gospel and soul. It's not just one. It is a mixed, diverse type music.
So with your being a performer and a songwriter, if any, which one would you say you enjoy more?
Wow, that's hard. Performance.
Okay. And why is that?
Well, I write the music to attract the crowd and I write it hoping to reach emotion and stir emotions in my listeners. So I love to see the reaction on their faces when they hear the music. I love to see that they identify with the music that I produce. So when I perform, it is giving me an opportunity to really see that my music is doing exactly what it is meant to do. It is hopefully changing the lives of people, causing them to identify with things that happened in their life. Two particular soul songs that I wrote them with the express thought of having them to stir the emotion in my audience and have them to identify with it. To solve issues in our lives.
Now, with your music itself, would you say that your creativity is more of a... Oh, okay. Let me get this out right, because I know I just messed that one up. When it comes to your creativity, what is your process? Let me put it that way. Is it more of a creative process on a personal level? Or is it more of a creative process on a musical level? Let me ask that.
Yes, it does make sense. It is both. I would say that it's geared to a little more towards my personal life and things that happened to me in my life. Like I said with the song, Let Me Love On You, I'm expressing feelings that from things that have happened to me in my life. Both of the songs, Find My Way also, lost relationship, bad relationship breaks up. And then you realize that, you lost something good and you try to reconcile that relationship and get back together with the person that you lost. You didn't realize what you had when you had it. And then, once you realize it, you start to try to seek to reconcile it and get it back. It is more of a personal, all of my music is more of a, from a personal perspective, I would say.
Okay. So let me do this. Let's play your first song.
Okay.
So the first song that we're going to play this evening is Find My Way by Brother Calvin Allen.
Ooh. that we were inseparable. There was only you and me, but now it seems we drifted apart, and the weight of it all, it just breaks my heart. Day after day I search for you, remembering how you brought me through. Like the woman with the issue of blood, I'm pressing my way to you, yeah. I gotta find my way, yeah, back to you. I'm still depending on you to bring me through. I gotta find my way back to you. I'll just keep on searching and pressing my way to you. And the weight of it all.
Pacific Standard Time. Alright, everyone, that song I just played was Find My Way Back to You. Find My Way, but it was also Back to You by Brother Calvin Allen. Understand, you just explained to us what the song was about when you wrote it. For that particular song, how long was it that it took you to write?
Well, that particular song, I left New York and I began writing it, believe it or not, while traveling down to New York, down to North Carolina. I'm from the South originally. And once I got to North Carolina, I checked into a hotel specifically to write that particular song because I wanted to make sure that I had the kind of quietness with no distraction. So, and I, you know, it was in an environment where I could write with feelings. It took me one day to write that song. With the traveling that I was doing, because I could only write a little bit while I was traveling. But once I got into the hotel, I was checking in North Carolina. I finished up the song overnight. I stayed up all night writing the song. I already had the melody in my mind and in my spirit, and all I had to do was work on the lyrics. And so I wrote it, and it took me all night. I would say approximately 12, 13 hours.
Okay. With your music, have you collaborated with any other artists on any of your songs or anyone other's projects?
Very little collaboration, except for the people on some of the musical platforms, some of the other artists I do talk to. I have not tried to engage anyone in. I consider myself a solo artist, so I haven't tried to engage any other artists in helping me with the creativity that God gave me to write music. I haven't asked for any assistance. I have had people ask me, could they come in and work with me? But so far, you know, since I feel that I'm called to be a solo artist. Most of my music, I do have one song that I'm working on now that I may need to get a chorus for the song, but mostly, usually I just write along. But yet I do stay in touch with quite a few other artists. We talk back and forth, but nothing planned as far as creativity is concerned.
Okay. With your music, and as long as you've been doing it, have you had any experiences in teaching music or directing a church choir or anything like that?
I sing in a praise team at church. But as far as teaching, I have not, no.
Now, besides your writing lyrics and you being a songwriter and a performer. Do you have any other talents?
I do play a few instruments, as I mentioned, bass guitar, piano. I play organs, you know, keyboards. All of that is by ear. I did not take music lessons or anything like that. I play by ear, kind of like Quincy Jones, I guess, quite a few other artists that I know. All of my music is done by ear. I listen in a quiet place for words to write my lyrics, and that's how I create my music.
Okay. If there was one thing you wanted to do other than music, what would that be?
Wow. Ooh, that's a hard one. I guess what I'm doing, I'm also a minister. I love to minister the word of God. I love to, give people inspiration and strength from the word of God. So I can't think of anything other than those two, and music being the first thing that I love doing more than anything else. I feel that's my calling. But I do minister the word sometime to people. I can't think of anything other than music that I would love to do better.
Okay. In the music industry, you've been there for some time. What would you say is the difference, if any, between gospel music from the past versus gospel music today?
Well, my opinion on that is that gospel music from the past is you know, the traditional music is like, I don't know, it seemed that it had a little more meaning than the gospel music that I'm hearing today, that gospel singers then pour their soul out into the music. And I believe that come from, I mean, I'm talking different culture now as far as the black culture is concerned. Most of the gospel singers was raised up in a church environment and participated in singing and praise teams and stuff like that. So their music came forth from that. And it seemed that it had a stronger meaning. The old traditional sound of gospel music had a more powerful impact on the lives of people than the contemporary gospel music that we hear today.
Okay. I know you say your music is contemporary itself, but did you grow up in that old traditional gospel music? Were you part of the church as a child growing up?
Yes, I did. I did. I grew up with them singing Mahalia Jackson and all of those, the old gospel singers, the Five Blind Boys and all of them. I grew up with that. But I adopted partly contemporary, but I believe that my when I come forth with the vocals of my music, I come with a sort of a contemporary sound, because I want to attract not just the older generation. I want to attract the young people also, the young kids, the X generation and the millennials also with my music. So I use contemporary beats instead of the old gospel type beat, the traditional beats that they used back in the day, that type of music. So, but I still believe that the old gospel had a greater impact on the lives of people, and they could identify with that more than they do the contemporary sounds of gospel music that we hear today.
What is it that you're looking for when you're writing? And I know it comes from within. There's a feeling that something's guiding you. What is that process like?
I try to stay within the confines of what I hear in my spirit when I'm writing. But sometimes it takes, like now I'm working on a couple of songs that is taking a while, because what it is like for me, I have to try to figure out what's going to move the audience when I write my music. What's going to move? I may have to take a few words out and switch them around and do a rough draft. 10 or 15, 20, or however many it takes, rough draft of the music, the lyrics that I'm writing before I can, I want to make sure that it touched the people's lives in some way, form, or fashion. So for me, it's not just sit down and write and then go in the studio and record. I want to make sure I'm having some kind of impact on the lives of the people that hear the music that I produce.
Okay. And now, I understand you just said that it takes some time from beginning to end. I know you said Find My Way took you one day to write.
Yes.
What has been the one song that you know that has taken some time to write? Which was the longest, I should say?
Let Me Love On You. I would say it took me about a month and a half to write that. I wanted the audience to identify with it, but I sort of wrote it to my wife, right? You know, I wanted to write something for her, and she loved the song. It took about a month and a half, close to 2 months, I believe, to write that song. Because I didn't just want to put anything in. I wanted to express emotions, and I wanted to stir emotions in those who have been in relationships, you know, are involved in relationships that is not healthy. That's what that song is in particular is about. It's that particular song, Let Me Love On You. And it took a while to write it because I wanted to make sure that people understand, you know, that when relationships are not healthy.
Hello? Brother Allen? Okay, seems like I lost him there for a moment. Brother Allen? All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play his next song. And hope you'll get back in with us. So this is Let Me Love You by Brother Calvin Allen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. I'm telling you, if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna love on you. I'll be good to you too. It's all I can do to keep my eyes off of you. Our time is overdue. Let me love on you. We can take it slow and just let our love go. Lead me, I know that he hurt you. You say he doesn't treat you right. I'm pardoned all night. Wasn't it just this morning that he said to you, honey, we're through. We can take it slow and just let our love go. Woo! Believe me, I know that he hurt you. Can't say I really blame you after all he put you through. But when you're ready for something new, let me love. You know, I understand your fears. After all, you shed so many tears. Trusting someone now seems impossible to do. So much so that you doubt if even I can be true. Though I understand your point of view, just know, lately, all I can think about is you. I'm telling you, if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna love on you. I'll be good to you too. It's all I can do to keep my eyes off of you. Our time is overdue.
Hello, my name is Baba Kenya, and I'm from the Children of Adam band. You're listening to In the Know with Ohiniwa.
All right, everyone. That song I just played was Let Me Love on You by Brother Calvin Allen. Brother Allen?
Yes.
Yes, I know we were talking and we got a little cut off there.
Yeah.
You were going into detail about the concept of the song. Can you continue for me?
Yes, that song, I wrote that song to express that sometimes we tie up with unhealthy relationships, and sometimes they can be repaired and sometimes they can't. And, I just believe that when I was writing the song, it was kind of personal. My old ways was when I saw that happening, you know, I would reach out to the opposite sex and just tell them, you don't have to go through that. You can move on. You know, you don't have to stay in an unhealthy relationship. And that's mostly what I got in my spirit when I was writing that particular song. So the lyrics came from that.
Yeah. Well, looking at this, how old were you when you started writing your own lyrics?
I wrote my first song when I was what? 20? Around 29 years old. I went in a studio in New York and wrote a song called Problem Child. They made a movie out of the song, Problem Child 1 and Problem Child 2. That was the first time I had ever written a song, and the song was written in 15 minutes.
And from there, it's just been going strong for y'all all the way. I can tell. When writing, pen to paper, do you just take your time? Or do you try to jot everything down as quickly as it comes into you so that you have your either main direction of where the song is going to go, or the concept you're looking at, where it's going?
Well, I usually the concept of where it's going will come to me as I'm writing, but it's always a focus. When I do write, sometimes I'm woken when I wake early in the morning. I can hear certain lyrics going through my mind, and I'll get up immediately, even if no matter what time of the night it is, and I'll write them down to make sure that I don't forget them, and take it from there the next day. And then sometimes, you know, I have to back off of my writing sometimes because if I get clogged up, if I get a writer's cramp, I don't sit there and try to make up lyrics. They have to make sense. So a lot of times, like I said, with these two songs that I'm writing now, I'm taking my time with them because I don't want to just put any words in there that don't belong in the lyric, in the song. So sometimes I have to take it depends on the type of song that I'm writing too, what kind of expression I wanted to give out. I'm always trying to attract a broad audience with the music. I want it to have an effect on the lives of people. So sometimes there's never a time when I can just jot the music down and just, you know, a lot of artists I know, they can produce 5, 10, 15, 20 songs a week. I can't do that. Not to say that their music isn't connecting with audiences, but I just can't do that. I just, I write slow. And if it doesn't make sense, I'll write it again and again and again and again. If it's not going to appeal to the people that's going to hear the music, I try not to just put anything out there. I began writing it like that. But, you know, I think we grow into becoming better at writing music. You know, you want to have an expression that touches the people's lives or it makes sense to them. They can identify with it.
Well, that I guess for your listeners, what is it that you want them to get out of your music when they're listening to it?
I want them to see that sometimes we go through things and think that we feel that we're the only one that's going through it. And then when they listen to my music, they can identify and say, well, oh, I'm not the only one. They went through it too. And, you know, what I believe that does is like a disclosure of self to bring out what's in the other person that's hearing the music. They need to know that they're not alone with what they may be going through. And that's what I want my music to express. And not every song that I write will have that expression, but that is mostly what I want my music to do. I want it to have an effect on the lives of people.
Would you say that your music is a strong indicator of who you are?
Yes, you hit it on the head. Okay. Yes, it is. It is. You know, I am, I wouldn't say emotional. To an extent, I am emotional, I guess, because kind of sentimental and kind of, you know, I'm always thinking about other people, putting them before I put myself. So, yes, I try. I don't have to try hard because the music will express who I am. When you listen to my music, you're listening to an expression of who I am.
Okay. And Find My Way. When did you release that song?
2022. Okay. I believe it was August of 2022. Find My Way was released with two more tracks.
And then Let Me Love On You. When did that song get released?
Last year, 2023.
And the album that it came off of, if you don't mind me?
The album is It's All Right, which I have a revived now, and Find My Way is the title of the album now. Initially, the title of the album was It's All Right.
And why the change, if you don't mind me?
Well, I just thought that since that song had a greater impact and a greater, you know, it impacted people's lives more than any other song that I've written, and I've had a wider audience that heard the song and liked it, that I would just make that the title of the album.
Okay. And then you said you were working on two new songs. What is the name of the song?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Yes, I know that you say you're working on two new songs right now.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you don't, the title of the songs?
Yes, it's an album. It's going to be an album. It's going to be a four-song album. The title is... I give my life to you.
What?
It is a mixture of gospel and one pop and two soul tracks. It's going to be on the album, and it's due to be released next month in March.
Do you have a lot of time for other activities as far as things you like to do outside of music?
No, I have a family, you know, we all have needs, and sometimes, you know, I don't have a lot of time to focus on my music entirely the way I would love to, because life is going to be life, and I have to set it aside sometimes to take care of other things that's needed to be taken care of. But I always come back to it because, you know, I don't start a project without finishing it. And I love music so much that I don't know if I ever stop doing this. So, no, I don't have a lot of time for other things. I have to make sacrifices in order to do this. Any artist, I believe that, you know, that's in the music business, is going to have to make sacrifices sometime. But the thing that's really pressing that we have to do, we have to do them. I don't have a lot of time for leisure outside of music and my family. Those are my two top priorities. So, no, I don't have a lot of time for anything else. I love to travel, but a lot of times I have to put those things off and put priority in place and keep things in the right perspective. And music is first. My family is first, of course, then my music is next. So anything that else is a distraction to me, I have to look at it that way. It is a distraction to me because I have to stay focused on the things that I know I'm supposed to be doing that is most important.
Who you are as an artist. We already talked about what it is you want your listeners to get from your music. What would you like them to know about from you?
About what? I'm sorry.
Your listeners. They're already checking away your music. You've already explained what it is you want them to get from your music. But as you, as an artist, what would you like them to get to know about you?
That I'm a person that always seeks to. I put a lot of times, and I have a lot of people tell me that you shouldn't do that. You know, sometimes I have to put blockers in my ear because I'm a person that believes that, you know, if I what I do for other people, God make happen for me. So I put other people before myself a lot of times. Most of the time, I think about other people's and their needs before I do my own because I just trust God would take care of me. But I take care of myself very well. As I said earlier, they told me I was 71 years old. My birthday was February the 7th. I don't believe it. I have a lot of energy. So I do have a lot of energy. I just want people to know that they're not alone. And, you know, there is some people that have been through some of the things that they've been through. I'm the kind of person that love people. I put them before myself.
Brother Calvin, I want to say it's been a pleasure having you on my show, and hopefully we can have you on again sometime in the near future.
Yes, I look forward to that. Maybe, you know, if you guys remember me, you can, when I release this next album, you know, maybe you guys find it in your heart to call on me again, and I'll be ready.
We have come to the end of the show, and I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in. My next show will be on March 14th. At 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Details regarding the show to be announced at a later date. Make sure to check out the February segment of In the Mix with DJ Shaheen, hosted by DJ Shaheen himself. Also, check out the next Getting Real with Raw show, which will take place on Monday, February the 19th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Raw's special guest for the evening will be singer-songwriter Joanna St. Pierre, who is based out of Paris, France. Again, I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in. Good night.
Good night.